Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Final Cuts. Today, this is a series called Com Talk, which we're kind of following up. And we have a special guest. He is Frank Favaro, from the founder of ServeCentric and also a customer service expert. Frank, great to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. So this series is going to talk about customer service. And basically, there's three pillars from what we're seeing in this. And today's going to be kind of like the culture of customer service.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I have had tremendously bad and tremendously good experiences with it. And what are your thoughts?
Culture, great topic, right? I think it's a buzzword right now.
Yeah.
So you hear, oh, what's our culture? But
yeah.
Or we want to create a culture. You already have a culture, number one, right?
Good or bad, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, your family there's a culture within your family. There's a culture within your team. Yeah. There's a culture within your department and your company. So, you know, what does it feel like to do business with you? And what does it feel like to do business, with you as a client and also as an employee, right? So that's that culture piece. Mm-hmm. So when we really talk about culture, I think it comes back to purpose. Like companies that excel in delivering great service, they really emphasize it's more than just business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
There is an actual purpose for what they do. And it's not something that is just a slogan on the website, you know, where, you know, when you walk in and ask, like, what's your culture? What's your purpose? People understand it. People know it because it's talked about and it's important.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. You know, when we really look at great customer service companies versus their competition, they really are acting with purpose. And we want that as a because we're all consumers every single day, right? Whether, you know, we work in our business, but then we also put our consumer hat on. And the companies that we really connect with, that we're really loyal to, they have purpose.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what's shocking me is how many don't have purpose, you know, or at least the people on the front line are not comfortable with it, you know, or just never were trained. And you can always tell those people, the ones that never say, oh, I'm really sorry for what you're going through when you complain about something, or, you know, well, I really don't know what we can do here. You know, you have to follow the guidelines of the whatever it might be, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the percentage is much higher on that end as it is on the other. But then on the other side of it, I've seen very large companies, same issue. You know?
Yeah.
And I just don't know where that goes.
I think it goes where, everyone is looking at, you know, WIIFM, what's in it for me? How's it impact our bottom line, right?
Yeah.
And for a lot of companies, it's hard to quantify the impact of poor service or great service.
Yeah.
And they really don't understand it because it's not a line item on the P&L typically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you look at it and these guys that are, you know, just answering the phones every day, they're getting an hourly rate. They don't see any advantage to being nicer to somebody. And a lot of times we talked about this before when we were off camera about the supervisor. I've had some good experiences, but then I've had the same experiences with a supervisor when you call them in to any type of a situation. You know, they'll say, well, that's what you can do. You know, that's it. And you feel it's like, wait a minute, I'm feeling ripped off in this whole situation. Why is this happening? Right?
It really starts back, and I'm going to rewind here a little bit, but it really starts when we really break it down and we really examine it closely.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to school, you went to school, right?
I think I did.
I think I did. It's so long ago.
That's right. There's a piece of paper somewhere.
But when we went to school,
yeah,
we were taught through our education system to memorize facts.
Yeah.
Okay. We were really never taught to think about service and what does it feel like and how can I make this person and you know, go above and beyond, and how can I do things that you know, and how can I have empathy, and how, so when we really look at someone's service aptitude, Now, let me define what service aptitude is. So it's a person's ability to recognize an opportunity, to first meet and then exceed the client's expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the last four words, and these are really important. It's regardless of the circumstances.
Right.
So it's a person's ability to recognize the opportunity to first meet and then exceed the client's expectations, and it's regardless of the circumstances. But think about this. We weren't taught how to do that in our school systems.
No.
We weren't taught how to do that in college. When I go in and I, you know, consult with these companies all over North America and I ask them, how many of you took that class? There might be one person who has had some sort of service aptitude training. So we aren't taught how to serve. Managers aren't taught how to serve either. So, you know, it's, and most people say, well, what's great service? Well, it's, you know, go out there and follow the golden rule. And I love the golden rule, right? But the golden rule is treat people the way you want to be treated. The platinum rule, treat them the way they want to be treated.
Right.
Right. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Because I am a 46-year-old man. I have certain expectations for service, but they could be completely different than a 25-year-old's expectations.
Right.
And as a result of that, they're going to treat me differently. Right?
Yep.
So that's the thing, dictating the service aptitude. Every company can do it. Every company can go out there and dictate, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But the majority of them don't. And as a result, you know, what's the impact?
Yeah, and, you know, I see that all the time. And it shocks me that these large companies don't do it, you know? They're all worried about the bottom line, you know? And what they do first is they cut things out, from what I'm finding out.
Yes,
you know?
They do.
They cut the marketing out. They cut people out. They cut situations out, when in reality, it boils down to the bottom line. You know, if they were on the front line doing things, that would make a big difference, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know.
Well, you can look at education. You can look at training. You can look at whatever you want to call it. But you can look at it as an expense.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can look at it as an investment.
Yeah.
Two different mindsets. The companies that are creating their own economy, they look at it as an investment. Because what better investment is there than investing in your people?
Right, right. Hey, so let me ask you this. Out of the companies out there, what would you say, name a couple that would be like great customer service?
Big picture companies everyone would know, Chewy is just phenomenal. If you're not familiar with Chewy, they are dog supplies.
Oh, those, the Chewy, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
An online company, and they are absolutely amazing. And every single day, I follow them on their social media. There are raving fans of theirs. It's their customers that are sharing multi-million dollar hits. You know, like they have millions of views, and it's their best salespeople are their customers because of the extraordinary experiences that they are creating.
Yeah.
So the ability to anticipate a defect, the ability to be aware and hear these things. My dog just passed away. We have a subscription of dog food. Can we cancel the subscription? Absolutely, you can cancel the subscription. But not only that, they send them a card, you know, a week later with flowers, and we're so sorry for your loss, you know, because our pets are our families, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's a big deal.
Oh,
so, but they really have that empathy piece down. They have that anticipation piece down. Mm-hmm. They have that ability to go above and beyond completely down. And as a result of that, you know, they create raving fans. And those are their best salespeople because they tell their friends and they tell their friends, and next thing you know it.
And the cheapest blows up. Salespeople, right?
Absolutely.
They're free.
They're free.
You can't beat that.
And anyone could do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the industry. Anyone could do it.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Frank. I got to tell you, this has been a great episode. I got a lot out of it, and I'm hoping our fans and people listening to us got a lot out of it as well. So thanks for tuning in to our Comm Talk session with Frank Vivaro. We'll have two more of these coming up. Have a great day.